This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sickness sometimes, if you are ready, accept it, is a cleansing. Cleansing upon all our minor sins. Don't worry. Just firstly, you must accept what is been ordained by Allah. And ridha. If you don't ridha, then you don't get that blessing. Brothers and sisters, it is so important for us to make sure we have the right intention in whatever we do. Because that is how Allah values all our deeds. Even people who are worshipping Allah, like every night we are praying, you must make sure your intention is purely for Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us. Number one, Allah said, أَقِمِ الصَّلَىٰ لِذِكْرِ. I want you to establish your prayer so that you keep on remember me. Meaning when you're worshipping Allah, you remember Him. That's how you gain khushu'. To remember Allah, you must have the right knowledge. And that's why the prayer that we have shared with you, I don't know, last night or a few nights before, Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Humble yourself. You're worshipping Allah, yes. But you must humble and keep on asking Allah, oh Allah, help me to remember you. Zikrika. In the best manner. Allah now is telling us in Surah An-Nisa, verse 142. بَعْدَ الْعَنْزُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Let us look into this ayah and reflect whether we are in this ayah or not. And when we were commanded to establish our prayer, alhamdulillah, we start to stand up and perform our prayer. But the way we perform, like we are forced to do it. We perform a prayer in a very lazy manner. As long as I pray. Kusala. You're not committed. You don't feel anything. It's just, what can I do? My papa called me, my mama called me. They dragged me here. So I just have to pray. If you give me a choice, I will play. Let my papa, my mama pray, I will play. They will stand and perform the prayer. But they never remember Allah except very little is to show to the people that I'm praying, I'm fasting, but not following all the SOP. The Prophet now is telling us the danger of our intention. And one day the Prophet said, Ya Ayuhannas, O people, Iyakum wa shirk sarair. Stay away, be careful of the minor hidden shirk. Minor and hidden shirk. Can you imagine? There's so many people today who are committing shirk every day. and we don't realize. That is the worst one. For those who don't believe in Allah, they don't worship Allah, they worship idols, you know they have committed shirk. And they know they have committed shirk. But here is the people who are worshipping Allah still commit shirk. And that's why in Surah Kahfi, Allah said, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِإِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَهَدًا. Whoever have the intention to return back to Allah, when Allah is so pleased with you, why we are fasting, why we are praying? Because we want that close to Allah. We want to please Allah. Why must we please Him? We have to ask ourselves. Because He is the creator. He is the provider. He gives us every single thing that we have in ourselves. Our eye that can see, our ear that can hear. All the feeling that we can feel for. It's a gift from Allah. Should you be thankful? Should we be thankful, brother and sister? Yes. When you are given the chance to fast in Ramadan, are you happy? Yes. Allahu Akbar. We just can't wait to have Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. And then you are given the chance to Qiyamul Layl. Are you happy? Yes. Juma only once in a week. Qiyam in Ramadan every night. Allahu. It makes me very happy to see all the faces. There are people who are our veteran Jama'ah. People who are new, Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Now, remember, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was sent by Allah a very, very concerned about our intention. He keep on reminding us that the first hadith in Sahih Bukhari is about your intention. And the Prophet said again, based on the ayah, which Allah said, Ana aghna shuraka'i anil shirk. فَمَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَقَ بِهِ فِيهِ غَيْرِي فَأَنَّا بَرِيءٌ فَأَنَّا بَرِيءٌ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ لِزِّي أَشْرَقَ. I am Allah, your creator, who do not need anything beside me. I don't depend on anyone. Because I am Allah, the Creator. Whoever make an amal, not say who are not practicing, who are practicing. Allah and the Prophet is telling us, those who are doing something that Allah wants you to do, like praying, fasting. But remember, while you are doing all this ritual, don't make shirk. How can we fast and we commit shirk? We pray, we commit shirk? No. Because if whoever commits shirk while doing all this ritual, I will not accept, and the day of judgment, I will call him, command him, go to that person that you are doing this for, to show him, to please that person, call him to reward you. I have nothing to do with you. See how important for us to be careful of our intention. A lot of people who are fasting, we have an experience today with a not yet Muslim. They were very confused. They said, when Ramadan come in, most of their staff, are very lazy. When they go to their shop and say, have somebody is resting, somebody is lying down, sleeping on the sofa, they are not productive. So they are confused. The reason they give, I'm fasting. So because fasting, I cannot do extra work, you know. I must rest more. I must sleep more. I do something, then I sleep. I do something, then I lie down. It makes this not yet Muslim very what to say to them. Because they give good excuse. Fasting, ma. You know what? I'm not eating. I'm not. Also, they say, I want to go home early, okay? I say, no problem. I say, it's okay if they want to leave early. But you must know, fasting month is a month of jihad. You have no lunch, no drinks, no snack. Work. Focus. Use the time that you normally have a break to do more. Prove to them that we Muslims who fast, we are not lazy, we are not weak, we are stronger. We are more productive in Ramadan than outside Ramadan. Because outside Ramadan, you know, eating take how many hours? 1.5 hours. You eat, you drink. You don't do a lot of things, actually. So we are trying to show her how productive Islam is. How beautiful Islam. Islam is not here to bring or make everybody lazy and be a burden to other people. But you must always be beneficial to one another. Al-mu'min manfa'atun. A believer always bring benefit. Wherever you go, whatever you do, people are so happy with you because you are committed to your job. Whatever assignment given to you, you fulfill the assignment with flying colors. That should be the spirit. So whoever still in the man or whoever used to do exercise, continue your exercise. Don't say Ramadan, no exercise. Do, no problem. Only you may cut down the hour because you don't eat, you don't drink. But this, not yet Muslim, a bit confused. No food, okay, but no water. No water, I'm not ready. They don't understand. There is always water. You know the ayah that the Imam was reciting in the witr prayer about afala yanzuruna ilal ibli kayfa khuliqat. Don't you see how Allah created the camel? Okay, have you seen camel, brothers and sisters? Yes. Have you ridden on the camel? Not all of us. Have you eaten camel meat? Some of us. If you eat camel meat, what happened to you? What happened? You have to renew your wudu. This is the only meat that the Prophet said, whoever eat camel meat, renew your wudu. How about drink camel milk? You have to renew your wudu. No. When the Prophet said, camel meat, then he focused on meat. You want to drink the milk? Bismillah. Now, I want to end tonight with something I feel very important. Allah promised all of us, who is a believer, we all will be a very successful person. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Allah said that. In Surah Al-Mu'min. Then Allah continue. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ Who is a believer? Now Allah is telling us, you make shahada, you become a Muslim, you become a believer. Immediately after that, Allah wants you to worship Him. And Allah do not just want you to pray for the sake of prayer. Allazina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. When you pray, you must pray with khushu'. Khushu' only comes when you have knowledge. You know what is the rukun, you know what is wajib, you know what is the sunnah, you know what is tartib, you know what is tuma'nina. As a person who performs prayer by himself. And then when you are performing jama'ah prayer, you must know the extra adab. Because the Prophet said, innama ju'ila al-imam liyuktama. Imam was made for you to follow, to complete the prayer. Iza qabbara fa qabbiru. Imam takbir, Allahu Akbar, takbir. Ma'mum must takbir. Wala tuqabbiru. Don't make any takbir yet. Hatta yuqabbir, until imam have finished his takbir. If imam say, Allah, you don't say Allah, no. Hold on, patient. Wait until he end Allahu Akbar. Bar and you start. That's how you follow. When you imam Allah, you also say Allah, you are not following. You are racing after the imam. Iza raka'a farqa'u. When the imam make ruku', ruku'. Prophet command, ruku' wala tarqa'u hatta yarqa'. Don't bend down to ruku' until imam have finished his movement of ruku'. How can you know? You can see the imam. You use your hearing and you must have patience. Hold on. Imam said, Allah, let him continue Allah, until he end Allahu Akbar. Hu Akbar means imam have ended his movement for ruku. Then you start. Allahu Akbar. When the imam stand up, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Don't move yet. When imam Sami Allah, you come up already. No. In a state of ruku. Until the imam ended his recitation, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Then you rise. Rabbana lakal ham. And before dah, we also dah. You're not supposed to do that. It's a sajada. Fasjudu wala tasjudu hataya. And Imam go down. Al-Bara ibn Azib, the companion of the Prophet, make it very clear. We, the companion, when we perform prayer behind the Prophet, none of us move from one movement to the next until we are sure the Prophet have perfected, have completed his movement. Allahu Akbar, adab. When the imam said, wala dhalin, when do we say amin, ma'mum? When imam start first. Sometimes we have some struggle, maybe last night, imam a bit slow. There's nothing wrong for the imam to be slow. Then we must be slower. That's all. If the imam slow, you don't rush. Because the Prophet forbid you. Nobody to say amin before the imam. When the imam have the right understanding to help the ma'mum, after dalin, amin, good. Because ma'mum very impatient. Ma'mum just want amin, khalas. But you must have that patience. You cannot say amin before the imam. That's how you follow the imam. The Prophet reminded his ummah, never be ahead of me. And sometimes the imam recitation end, but his movement never end yet. So we hope even the imam must have the right knowledge. He must make sure that his recitation, Allahu Akbar, and his movement end together. Then he saved the ma'mum from moving ahead of him or moving together with the imam. Few other things I like to inform all of you. Today is Jumu'ah. Of course, the lady don't go for Jumu'ah. Men will go for Jumu'ah. When you enter a mosque, even when you are late, Imam is giving khutbah, what should you do? Normally you sit. Don't do that. Because it happened in the time of the Prophet. A latecomer came in, the Prophet was giving khutbah. And he sat. The Prophet immediately talked to him. Imam can talk to the ma'mum. Ma'mum can respond to the imam. Ma'mum and ma'mum cannot. When ma'mum and ma'mum talk, faqad lagha wa khalas. Gone your Jumu'ah. But imam can talk and the ma'mum can respond. So the Prophet asked him, have you performed your prayer? He said, no, ya Rasulullah. Qum, salli rakatain. Stand up now. Pray two rakat. Then the Prophet said, iza daqala ahdakum al-masjid fala yajris hatta yusalli rakatain. Anyone enter mosque, and if you want to sit, you must do rakat tahiyatul masjid. Don't forget that. For Jumu'ah, tahiyatul masjid. Because you arrive early. After that, Imam Azan is not on yet. You want to pray two, another two, until khutbah carry on, unlimited. But there is no sunnah. Purposely, you wait for the Azan to Azan. Then you stand up like Qabliya Zohor. No. That sunnah was not a sunnah. That sunnah is not a sunnah. Yeah. Because we know in the time of the Prophet, there's only one azan. In the time of Zohor in, Imam was just coming, step on the member, salamu alaikum, then azan stand. Only one azan. Now, if you are praying sunnah, brothers, especially those who are in the mosque, iqamah is on. You are praying sunnah, just start Allahu Akbar, then they start to make iqamah. What should we do? You must stop your prayer. Because the Prophet said, "Iza uqimatu salah, fala salata lahu." When the iqamat is on and you are still praying sunnah, stop your prayer and join the jama'ah. We understand now today, inshallah. And when you pray jama'ah, please make sure your staff is always good. Now, I want to end tonight with one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Majority of my jama'ah have memorized. And majority who attend my classes also should have memorized. But sometimes when you stay apart from us for a long time, you may forget again. Now let us recall, I just want to choose a very simple, very easy hadith that everybody can memorize it. You want one hadith or two hadiths? One. Also, that boy said two. Normally, this is our signature. One. But you come two, and he asked for two. Now, just follow me. Simple as that. La darara. Wala dirar. Again. Alhamdulillah, all of us have memorized it. Simple. Very simple. Sound alike. Powerful message. Prophet is reminding his ummah about who we are. This ummah of Prophet Muhammad will not do, say anything that cause harm to himself or herself, and will not do or say anything cause harm to other people. You will bring peace wherever you go. Take care of yourself, take care of others. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others. That's how you move on. La darara wa la dirar. Is that too easy? You want the second one? Okay, tomorrow, second one. Yeah? But please, I want you to memorize this and then share with your family. When you say la darara means when you want to say something, think. Is this word that I'm going to utter bring benefit or will hurt the person? Yeah. Then you don't say. Choose your word. Anything you want to do, check. Be careful of your word and your action. You don't want anything bad to happen to you, don't do anything bad for other people. Simple as that. Because you are very patient, you only want one hadith, so I also have to have more patience not to share with you the second hadith until tomorrow night, inshallah. So enjoy your night tonight and don't forget for your sahur. Yeah? Don't forget to recite the Quran. Okay? Keep on. Recite and ask Allah to give you the inner peace because the Quran bring a lot of peace. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'inul qulub. Yeah. By remember Allah, reciting the Quran, your heart will rest. You will have a lot of peace. If those who still feel they don't have peace, please see us. We want to understand what is the issue that you are facing, where Allah have said, وَنُنَزِّرُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Quran was revealed as a healer and it brings a lot of mercy, rahmah, to those who are reciting the Quran. May Allah accept our siyam and our qiyam. Amin. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.